do you want to stop worrying? Do you want to stop your fear? How do you stop insecurity? Fear, insecurity, and worry are all very real. They can paralyze us or they can be used as building blocks. Life is never going to exempt us from things that we fear. God is with us every step of the way. For the times and the days that you have felt low or you are currently feeling low, I got you. You see, after every winter comes summer. After night comes dawn. And after every single storm, it becomes clear. You see the open skies. The truth behind that statement is what led Jesus to see beyond his crown of thorns to a crown of majesty, beyond the nails in his hands and feet to an exalted name in glory. In glory beyond the betrayal and abandonment of his disciples to the love and worship of those who would believe in him. Beyond the visible suffering to the invisible glory. Jesus could endure the suffering because he saw the blessing which would follow. That's the same perspective that we should have in our trials. While it's true that God can make good come from the worst difficulties, he never asked us to paint a rosy picture of our distress, of our pain, of our disappointments, or discomfort that we feel, or to pretend what we feel does not exist. Instead, he encourages us to look beyond the present hardships we face to the blessing which will come after if we don't quit. That's what it means to persevere. That's what it takes to win. So keep fighting. There will be times when the going gets tough. Maybe a lot of times. It might be hard to achieve your goal. It might be hard to sell something online. It may be hard something to sell at your store. It may be a terrible trial involving a loved one. A company may close. Something will go wrong at some time and we will have to make a choice. Am I going to become a victim of despair and self-pity, or am I going to fight my way through it and be a victor with God's help? If we want to win, then we need to persevere, but that's our choice. You know, we serve a God who will never allow something major in our lives that cannot help us. Things that happens to us is for a reason. Think about it. He won't allow any tragedy in our lives that can't be used for our benefit. He can take something that is terrible and work it out to where it is a blessing in the long run. We often cannot see that in the short term, but it is a truth that we find in the scripture. Life is full of epic challenges and obstacles, and we must find ways to overcome them. Some obstacles in life are small and easy, but some may seem nearly impossible. Life's obstacles can bring fear, When we come to those obstacles and they look scary, we may wonder how in the world we can possibly conquer them, right? Often God will give us things in life to test us. Such testing is designed for us to be strengthened. We actually strengthen our muscles by tearing them down. Most exercises are developed in a way that tears down so that our bodies can rebuild stronger. That's the whole purpose of a test or exercise, and such is the same in our spiritual lives. God will send testing our way all the time, daily. If we can work through it and get over the obstacles thrown our way, it will strengthen us so that the next time we will be able to do something even greater. Speaking about trials and obstacles, when I think of big obstacles, I can't help but be reminded of when God instructed Israel to enter the promised land. You see, right before they went in, God told them to choose 12 spies to go in and scope out the land. Many years before that, God already promised this land to them. He already told Abram, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses that this was their land, right? I believe that this is a promised land and it's still in place today. And I believe that it will still be in place forever. It was a promised land. So this is a land that God has promised them. A land that he described as flowing with milk and honey. So then think about it. Why would God tell them to go spy out the land if he had already promised it to them? Wouldn't that be a waste of time? Why do you think that is so? God was giving them a test of faith. Yeah, he had promised the land, but he wanted them to exercise faith and trust in him. Often that is why challenges or obstacles appear in our lives. Sometimes obstacles are things that we put in our own path. God can even use something that happens when we make a bad decision. Now, we shouldn't do something wrong just because we want to see God get the glory. There are going to be plenty of obstacles that God will allow to enter our lives. So we need to stop putting obstacles in our own path. Maybe there is a cancer diagnosis. Perhaps you are facing the new year alone, as a single parent or a widow. Whatever it may be, you might have just been laid off from your job. These are obstacles that God has allowed into your life, and God can use them for His glory. Life's obstacles may seem so massive, so insurmountable, but he is calling us to exercise faith and trust in him. That's what it is. Faith and trust in him. The children of Israel were given the task of spying out the land in order to test their faith. So the 12 spies went in, and what they found was amazing. The fruit was so large that it took two men and a pole to carry one cluster of grapes. The land was incredible. It was as promised. You know, sometimes we need to see things for ourselves, and I think that this was part of the exercise of faith that God was sending them. It's like God was trying to tell them, look, this is what I told you it would be, an amazing land. This was the God who had freed them from the bondage of Egypt, the most powerful nation on earth, by doing incredible miracles. They could see the awesome power of God with their own eyes. Then they were trapped by the Red Sea with the Pharaoh's army right behind them. They were about to be obliterated when God opened the waters of the Red Sea and provided a dry passage. As soon as they were safely on the other side, the waters closed on the Egyptian army. How wonderful is that? The work of God. You know, they had seen God's power and might on display during their wilderness wanderings. They had seen water come from a rock. When they were in danger of starvation, they had eaten bread that had miraculously appeared on the ground. God had provided over and over. They knew God was powerful and capable of providing food, water, and protection for them. Now they were ready to go in the land, the promised land, that they had seen the bounty that God had given them. The land was theirs for the taking. All they had to do was exercise faith in God. Faith and believe, faith and trust. That's all they had to do. All they had to do was exercise faith in God, who had proved himself faithfully. So are you struggling with a decision to do right now? Maybe you know God is calling you to do something for him. Look back on his faithfulness in your life. And know that you can trust in him with your future. So let's continue with a story about the promised land. So following God's instructions, Moses sent 12 spies to scope out the promised land. In our scripture today, we read the report that the spies brought back to Joshua and the people of Israel gives an amazing report of a land that's flowing with milk and honey. If the report had ended there, it would have been great. All they had to do was believe that this God, who had recently done great miracles in their lives, had also promised this land to them. Unfortunately, it didn't end there. It did not stop there. The report that 10 of them gave was that because of the size and strength of the people in the land would be impossible to conquer. There was no possible way that God would be able to allow them to accomplish it. They knew they were not mighty warriors. All they could see themselves as were slaves with no training. Now, they had a hurdle. They said it looked like the walls of Jericho went all the way up into the heavens. With their eyes, they saw an insurmountable obstacle blocking their path, and it made them fearful. Insecurity, thoughts of failures, and worries about what people will think are very real fears. Fears of failure, fear of losing someone, or fear of making the wrong decision will always paralyze and keep us from moving forward. Fear can also stop us from doing the things that God would want us to do. We can't let the fears that we are facing paralyze us. We cannot keep fear from keeping us from serving the God who has been faithful to us. Passage reminds us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, the context of this is contentment, and contentment is one of the big hurdles of life. In these days of smartphones, tablets, super high definition TVs, 4K, and whatever Ks are out there, other technologies that seems to change every month, how can we be content? It certainly is hard, but with God's help, with the proper attitude, we can be content with whatever God has given us. Whether we are abased, we are abound, we need to find contentment. I think this translates into the other obstacles that we face in life. With the Lord Jesus Christ's power and ability working through us, and our willingness to let Him work in our lives, He will strengthen us to do whatever it is that He has called us to do. Like I mentioned, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have a scripture. There is a scripture. It states, I can do all things through Christ. But sometimes we do not believe or act upon it. The people of Israel were paralyzed with fear and did not move forward. They listened to the 10 spies with the report that said there were no way to conquer the land. They did not listen to Joshua and Caleb, who said, yes, it is a challenge, but with God, it's possible. The sad result was that all those people, except for Joshua and Caleb, they died in the wilderness. They had been promised the land. God promised them the land. They had been promised the land by an all-powerful God. They were right there. All they had to do was go in and take what God had given them. Had they believed and moved forward, they would have seen God's work. But they were afraid. They died in the wilderness. We can't let this be our life story. Don't let fear keep you from the blessings that God has promised. There's a story, a wealthy man from England died and he left his nephew the bulk of his estate. And in today's money, it was equivalent to around $5 million. The only problem was that the young man had traveled to America years before and disappeared. Scotland Yard called in to investigate. Eventually, they found the young man lying frozen in the doorway of a cheap hotel. He didn't have the 25 cents for a hotel room, yet he was literally a millionaire. You see, many Christians live their lives like this. They live like beggars and paupers when they are an heir of the God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. They don't, however, need to live like this because they have the Lord on their side. Joshua and Caleb believed and trusted the Lord. They agreed that it would be a huge undertaking to enter the promised land and conquer the mighty inhabitants, but they also knew that God is on their side. They would be victorious. Because of their faith, Joshua and Caleb were able to enter the promised land. Even though Joshua was a man of faith, I'm sure he was still afraid. I'm sure that many years later, when it was time to cross the Jordan River and start taking the land, he had many doubts and questions. He overcame his fears by trusting and believing in the Lord. He overcame that fear by just trusting that the Lord was the one who put the obstacle in the path, then the Lord was going to help him overcome that obstacle. Life is never going to be exempting you of things that we fear. The most successful people in the world are the ones who have many insecurities and fears, yet still move forward in spite of those fears. It is the confidence of knowing that we serve a living God who is powerful and mighty, and He wants to help us.